Dear brothers and sisters, perhaps hearing these readings, they don't strike a warm and excitable feeling. They actually sound contrary to what we have heard and what we teach about Jesus, right? Obviously, he wouldn't be Smokey the Bear's best friend if he's setting the earth on fire, right? Obviously, Jesus isn't talking about that kind of fire, right? He's not talking about forest fires or prairie fires. He's talking about hearts burning with love and being purified. Our one task is to love God above all things, to have a burning love for God. That's what he came to do, to come to know him, somebody that loves us that much. And many hearts have no affection. If you're like me, you could even say, I'm guilty of that at times too. Here's a God that all he wants is for us to find and be fulfilled in what we were made for. What is that, you might ask? Is it stardom? Is it wealth? Is it power? Is it the one that has the most likes on Facebook? No, we weren't made for any of those things. We were made, and we only are satisfied when we eternally are receiving the heart of God, the love of God. And it starts now. And what happens when we have a world that's broken, a world that we're part of, that our brokenness shares in the world's brokenness, when the truth is proclaimed, it causes division, not peace. We see an example of it in the Old Testament from the prophet Jeremiah. All he's doing is saying to the chosen people what God tells them to say. But he's not telling them lies. He's not trying to take their money away. He's simply trying to get them to do what God has asked them to do. And the reward he gets for that is being put in a cistern, sinking to his knees or his waist in mud. I think our world is kind of similar today. No one wants to hear the truth. There's very much division, even in households. These readings can be consoling in one way, but we can use that wrongly too. And say, yeah, I feel good. There's a lot of people aren't here. Maybe I'm preaching the truth too much and they don't want to hear it, so they're going to other churches or not coming at all. If that's the case, maybe it's a little consolation. But we live in a world that has more people that claim no religion than that claim being Roman Catholic. And as the people have left organized religion over the past number of decades, that number has grown, and so has the number of the amount of anxiety and depression and dissatisfaction with life. The solution for happiness, which is what we were made for, is found here. In union with God. And he wants this flame to be blazing. This baptism he talks about is a new change. Baptism transforms our life. It's becoming something new. And his death and resurrection, his crucifixion and death and resurrection was something new that we are invited to share in. But it requires faith. Without faith, we're claiming we have no religion. We claim none. I was excited right away when I heard that the nuns were really increasing. I thought it was the sisters, nuns, you know. That we have this drastic increase of nuns. No, none is... I don't claim that there's an organized religion that I want to belong to. And they might even doubt that there's a God. Obviously, that's not you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be sitting here. It's good for us to know this. And I want us to make a commitment. I want us to make a commitment not to disgrace them or speak badly about them, but to commit to pray, God, make that fire alive in my heart. Make that fire alive in the hearts of all my brothers and sisters at this parish, at this city, in our country. We beg you, because we need it. Without it, it's not going to go well. We know that God provides. He provided for Jeremiah, having the servant come to the king and saving him from the mud. We heard about it in the psalm, being saved from the mud hole. God is our Savior and our provider. Our job is to know him and to know his love in such a way that we are willing to bear the suffering, to live and speak the truth with love. This is our calling. And if we can be as courageous as Paul claims we ought to be, the point of shedding blood, that's a true love. That's a felt love, not just an idea. It's a love for a person who we call God, who we call Savior, who we call our Father and Brother. Brothers and sisters, God is wanting this. So we're not asking about something, trying to convince him to do something. We're giving him permission to do what he wants done. So let us today give him permission and beg him to stir that flame of and fire of love in our hearts and in one another's hearts, so that we will find what true peace is, knowing that we're being faithful to him. The world's peace is about being indifferent. Oh, you want to take drugs? Go ahead. I won't stop you. You want to leave the church? Oh yeah, I don't want us to argue. Go ahead, leave the church. This is the kind of division that God wants. Knowing right from wrong, what is good from what is evil, what is love and what's not love. He wants us to know the difference between love and indifference, peace and indifference. So let us beg the Lord and give him permission to stir our hearts aflame with that fire that caused all the martyrs and saints to die rather than deny him. Tomorrow is the feast day of St. Maximilian Kolbe, who took the place of another prisoner and died for that person, who ended up living and was reunited with his family. That's the kind of love we are asking God to give us. And it starts by opening our hearts to him and giving him permission to do what he wants in our broken, messy world. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful weekend. And we top it off with the great celebration of the Assumption of Mary on Monday. May our hearts be filled with this blazing love that God wants so much to give to us.